Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2445, first written October 15th, 2019. Genesis 22, verse 10. Abraham stretched out his hand, took the knife to slay his son. This is one of the most remarkable acts of faith and trust found in the Bible. God tested Abraham. He was told to take Isaac, the son of promise, and sacrifice him. It was a 3 days journey to get to the place where God wanted this to be done. For 3 days, Abraham had this rolling around in his mind. For 3 days, Abraham looked at his son and wondered how all this was going to work out. For 3 days, Abraham thought about how a human sacrifice fits in with God's plans. God didn't ask Abraham to kill Isaac. It was more than a sacrifice. The text tells us that Isaac was to be a burnt offering. When Israel would offer burnt offerings, a live lamb was tied up. Its throat was slit, and as the animal was gasping for air, the blood was collected. Then a fire was lit, and the animal was burned. There wasn't much left after a burnt offering, and now God expected Abraham to do this to his son Isaac. How could there be a resurrection if Isaac was burned up? What if there was nothing left? There are enough questions there for most of us to pause and reconsider all of this. But not Abraham. He got up early and with Isaac headed to the mountain to do what God said. There are two immediate things we must remember. This wasn't theory. This wasn't a table talk before the Lord's Supper where someone talks about how hard it would be to sacrifice a child. This wasn't a discussion in the Bible class. This wasn't words written in a Jumpstart. Abraham got up and went, knowing this is what God wanted him to do. Second, God didn't stop Abraham the first day. He didn't say, "Wow, you got up early and you really mean business. That's good enough for me." No, that didn't happen. Nor did God stop Abraham on the second day. Even on the third day, when Abraham and Isaac left the servants and went to the place of worship, God didn't stop him. Not even when he built the altar, nor when he put the wood under it. God didn't stop him when he tied Isaac up and laid him on the altar. Each of those moments, I would have thought God is going to speak, but he didn't. Abraham picked up the knife, and nothing from heaven. He stretched out his hand, which likely means he was holding Isaac's head back to expose the throat. The next thing to do was to slice the throat, and it would be at that final moment that heaven spoke and God told Abraham to stop. Abraham stayed with it to the very end. From all of this, I wonder if we sometimes stop too early in a challenge. Things are hard. Things are uncomfortable. We feel like we've done our part. We think we've gone far enough. For us, just leaving the house with Isaac may be enough, but it wasn't in the biblical story. For us, going to the mountain would be enough. That's 3 days out of our schedule. Surely that's enough. Surely that shows God we are serious. But with Abraham, it wasn't until his hand was stretched out, the knife was ready to cut Isaac's throat, that God spoke. It's not enough for us to determine when a challenge is over. It's not up to us to declare we've shown enough faith. It's not up to us to reason things out and justify why we do not have to do what God expects. And here are some examples. Withdrawing yourselves from brethren who do not walk with the Lord is not easy. This can be awkward, hurt friendships, and much too often it's just ignored. For the purity and unity of the church, this needs to be practiced. But we don't want to because we don't like it. Some may think we are uppity, or they may point fingers at our own failures, so we just pretend it all is fine. And what we have done is not even left our house, gone to the mountain, built an altar, bound up Isaac, and stretched out our hand. None of that stuff. We just ignored God on this one. It'll be okay, we try to convince ourselves. We try to hide behind the word love, but if we really loved, we'd do what God said. Hating father and mother more than Jesus. That's another tough one. Now we're talking about family. The family's getting together on Sunday and they expect me to be there. I can influence them by being there, and if I'm not, they may all believe I'm part of some weird cult. With family, I may laugh at things that are not funny. I may engage in activities I should not, but it's okay. It's family. I keep telling myself it's just family. Did I go to the mountain with Isaac? Did I build an altar as God said? Did I tie Isaac up? Did I stretch out my hand? No, I didn't do any of those things. But God understands. Does he? God knows I love him. Does he? Take up your cross and follow me. That's another one. Can't be a disciple until we do that. However, crosses are heavy, and I have a bad back. Crosses are rough, and they might snag my clothes. And there's no hiding a cross. It's so obvious. And crosses meant death. No one came home from a cross alive, not even Jesus. Can't I carry a little metal one in my pocket? Isn't that the same thing? Isn't it enough that I sometimes go to church on Sunday if nothing else is going on? And what have we done? We've stayed home. We picked up a knife. We have stretched out our hand over some jelly and spread on some bread, and we sit comfortably in a chair. Challenges are just that. They are challenges. There are mountains that must be climbed. There are moments alone in a lion's den. There are fiery furnaces. There are impassable seas with an enemy closing in. There are nights in a prison after being beaten. They're taking your son Isaac to an altar, tying him up, stretching out your hand, and with a knife in the other, preparing to do what God says. The account of Abraham ends with God declaring, "Now I know you fear God." Not only did God know, but Abraham knew. Isaac knew. The devil knew. And when they got home, Sarah knew. And today, you and I know. You'll have some tough challenges in your life. The hardest may still be ahead of you. Trust God even when it seems too hard to do what you think you can't do. Trust God when it's easier to quit and disobey Him. Trust God when you don't think you can because you can. Abraham stretched out his hand, and took the knife. Thank you for listening.